blog there. It's a WordPress blog. So that's for anyone who's interested in the Australian music. And I always play some old stuff. And actually today, thanks to Luke Meat, music director here at the station, I was reminded of a band called Severed Heads. Now, they're a pioneering electronic and industrial band that formed in Sydney in 1979. Richard Fielding and Andrew Wright and Tom Ellard. Tom Ellard, I believe, was the real driving force behind the band. They were really quite visionary and cutting edge at the time. I'm going to be playing for you three songs, actually, this morning from the 80s. Two of them that can be found on a 1988 compilation called... what's it called here? I'll find that for you soon. It's Bulkhead. That's the compilation. If you're looking for Severed Heads, see what you think. It's really interesting for the time that this was recorded. Definitely pioneering in the industrial world. So here's Severed Heads. I'm going to play for you a song right now and tell you a little bit more about them afterwards. So this is Australian music for you.
Hey.
Wow, some really great cutting-edge industrial electronic music there from the 80s. All three of those songs there were by the Severed Heads, a band that formed in Australia in 1979. A little bit more information about them right after this.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
Chris Horrific coming up today at 1 p.m. with Parts Unknown. And this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, and I'm your host, Matthew. I just played three tracks there by a pioneering industrial electronic act called The Severed Heads, who formed in Sydney in 1979. And if you're interested in the history of electronic music, like, definitely they're a band to check out. You can look through a whole long catalogue stretching back from 1980 all the way through to 2006. And they had a really great avant-garde electronic industrial sound, a lot of tape loops, feedback, synthesizers, and a really great independent spirit. Their most memorable song was Dead Eyes Open from 1984. And that was actually remixed in 1995 as a second release, and it became quite a hit there on Australian independent radio. And they actually got a release on a record label in the United States. Luke Meat, the music director here, was telling me that back in the 80s they had quite a following here in Canada as well. It was Volition Records was the label, and distributed on Network Records here in North America. So Severed Heads, great band to check out. And if anyone's interested, I have my little blog here for the show. I'm trying to upload some videos these days, so one video each week of an act that I play. And I'm going to be uploading some Severed Heads from 1984, a TV appearance. So if you go to, if you type in Oz Stranded into Google, it'll come up for you right there. The first thing that comes up, that's OZSTRANDED. Okay, so more music from the Southern Hemisphere. This time, a little bit of Kiwi music. Shehad, definitely, I'd say, the preeminent real powerhouse rock band in New Zealand. They're real national heroes, and generally their music's very punchy, very, very hard, heavy. I'm going to play you, to sort of go with the more mellow mood that we've started out today, a song called Deb's Night Out from the Killjoy album, which is quite an anomaly for Shehad, and it's quite a beautiful song, and I'm going to play it for you now. So this is from 1994, this is Shehad from New Zealand, Deb's Night Out. Ain't no worse than
Reach for the morning. Elite. We live in a world of beauty. You live in a world of duty. There is no double standard. If we may be so candid, we're exclusive, you are branded. We wear a higher standard. Don't blame us. It's the order of things. Don't blame us. It's the order of ask us why. Frankly, we would just deny. Yours is not to reason why. We'd love to help, we can but try. But we're just to do or die. Don't blame us. Don't blame us. Don't blame us. It's the order of things. Don't blame us. The order of things. Don't blame us. It's the order of things. You see, I'm just a half kind of a guy. And you're just a half not.
So new Kim Salmon there, Kim Salmon and the Surrealists, a great independent Australian music icon there. Kim Salmon was the guitarist from the Beast Suburban, the Scientists, many incarnations. Kim Salmon and the Business, he was in a band called Antenna with Dave Faulkner from the Hoodoo Gurus at one stage. And under the Surrealist name, he put out a few albums with them in the early 80s. Through the mid-80s and 90s, and he kind of retired that incarnation and just released a brand new album called Grand Unifying Theory. That's Kim Salmon and the Surrealists. Different sound from there, more mellow than what I'm used to hearing from him. And in the middle there was a great band called the Stiff Gins. They are Nardi Simpson and Canella Briggs. They are one of Australia's greatest female Aboriginal groups. They formed in Redfern in Sydney about 10 years ago, and they have just exploded. They've performed all over the world, from Spain to Egypt, Uganda. They've been in a few exchanges, cultural exchanges. They've played here in Canada as well, I suspect, probably the folk festival circuit. I'm not really sure where, but I'd be very intrigued to follow their path here when they return, because I'm sure they will. That's the Stiff Gins. I played for you their very first song, or very first release single, in any event, called Morning Star. That's the Stiff Gins from Sydney. And also at the start of the set was Shehad from New Zealand with their classic song Deb's Night Out, which was a single off the Killjoy album. A really nice mellow song there for a Monday morning. So this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. I'm very pleased that you're able to listen for another week. This is a little something you should hear.
Rock and roll!
Were you going to have a party here tonight, son?
I mean, whatever happens, your toes are still tapping.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's hottest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
We like Biltmore, yeah, we like Biltmore.
Check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
And if you're a rock star, you're famous, and you rock out.
Are you sure this is legal?
I don't know. It's fun though, isn't it?
This is CITR 101.9 FM, wherever you're listening in the world, on podcast or live here in Vancouver. I'm going to play for you now some Canadian music. I generally start the Canadian music about halfway through the show, and I wanted to play some Skinny Puppy because they really remind me a little bit of actually the Severed Heads who I play at the start. Some really interesting industrial music, and I know that the Skinny Puppy are from this part of the country, from Victoria, I believe, and I always like this song. It's called Tin Omen. So here's some more industrial music for you. Tin Omen by Skinny Puppy.
sleep and dream.
Over. Oh, 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 oh.
debate.
So to sing along,
like you wrote it. Will the beams be broken cross? Motion sent, it's all heat.
So to sing along,
it's not over.
J plus J plus J, and I bet you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
The sitar.
We call it that. Do you?
You should. Unless you don't like sitars.
Welcome back to Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. This is a Monday morning, and we have alternative radio coming up at midday, and then the great Chris Horrific Parts Unknown show at 1 p.m. We're playing some more Canadian music. We've got to the second half of the show. So you just heard the New Pornographers, the first track off the new album, which is called Together, and the song was called Moves. And in the middle was a really great band from way over on the East Coast, Halifax, Nova Scotia. This band is called 2 Hours Traffic, and they have toured with Dead Letter Chorus, the band from Australia who I showcased here on the show a few weeks back, and who some lucky listeners may have seen play at the Railway Club. They formed quite a connection with this band, 2 Hours Traffic, some really nice guys apparently. This was recorded in Halifax and Dartmouth, and featuring Joel Plaskett's on guitar on some of these tracks. So 2 Hours Traffic, the album's called Territory, it's a new album, and I played for you the song called Noisemaker. So music from Nova Scotia. I'm going to play for you now a duo who may be coming into the studio next week if we're lucky. They're on their Western Canada tour. I'm talking about the duo of Jesse D and Jackie B. Now, they're from Edmonton, Alberta, and they're a really great folk rock duo. Jesse's got some training in jazz guitar. You can really hear the influence in their music there. And he paired up with Jackie a couple of years ago, and they've just put out an album called Greenhouse, which I believe is the first album they've recorded together. He has a previous album of his own, Jesse D, Across Pollination of Service Station Scrawl. So he met up with Jackie, moved to Wells in British Columbia, a small town up north, and now they're embarking on a big tour that is bringing them to Vancouver very soon. Let's have a look here. We have them at Café des Soleils on the 26th of May. Before that, they'll be in Kamloops, Kaslow, Field, Golden. So Jesse D and Jackie B, I'm going to play a song for you now called Sask and 99. Some Canadian music for you.
Oh, Well, the matchstick street lamps waiting to be struck, stilted plumb to asphalt, testing their luck. Set my window frame aglow. Spring always seems less cold. Who needs Christmas? Argue perpendicular. Traffic signs on 99 and Saskatchewan Drive, only to be interrupted by the white luminescent outline of a man who's here 1 second and gone the next. There's an octopus tree, at least there used to be. I haven't set foot on that path. Since the combustion engines at my veins for gas, beat the shit out of my free time, burn my bus pass. But that's what happens when Tom claps her hands. Claps keep getting closer till she fills in the gaps, and the glass in the window gets thin and old. I can't keep out the cold. Waiting for the bus to arrive where Skoda Kareem's and Saskatchewan Drive. There used to be a man in a snowsuit with a sign, used to shuffle back and forth from the south to the north, down traffic. I'd say that spot that he staked was all promise and no wrong, till one day the cops came and they shooed him along. Happens when Tom claps her hands. Claps keep getting closer till she fills in the gaps, and the glass in the window gets thin and old. I can't keep out the cold. Well, that's what happens when Tom claps her hands. Claps keep getting closer till she fills in the gaps, and the glass in the window gets thin and old. Can't keep out the cold. The matchstick street lamps waiting to be struck, stilted plumb to asphalt, testing their luck. A semi-window frame aglow. Spring always seems less cold. Who needs Christmas? Argue perpendicular. Traffic signs on 99 and Saskatchewan Drive, only to be interrupted by the white luminescent outline of a man who's here 1 second and gone the next.
I'm a cheater and a liar, alone by my fire. What have I risked for one night's desire? I'm a cowboy, hard worker, I doubt I deserve her. Lost in the arms of a saloon bar girl. I'm a bastard, always plastered, creating disaster. I love my wife, but I never see her. Out roaming with cattle, I'm lonesome, I'm cold. I risk my family and I risk my soul. I'm a Range Roman cowboy on a transgression trail. Hunt many brothels, morality's failed. Been 3 months out hurting, her voice never heard. Two hearts done broken, I broke my word. Two hearts done broken, I broke my word. follow my transgression trail. My sins and wrongdoings must not be forgiven. How can you get to heaven if you keep hurting women? Broke my word. Two hearts done broken. I broke my word. Been a good cowboy and a piss poor bad husband. Well, I'm older, much older. I know what I've lost. I made my commitments and broke my morality's failed. Been 3 months out hurting. Their voice never heard. Two hearts done broken. I broke my word. Two hearts done broken.
liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit livemusicvancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
And we've come to the end of another show. 1 hour is just not enough time for Australian and Canadian music. You're on 101.9 FM here in Vancouver, and my name's Matthew. You've been listening to Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. And, we crammed a lot in today. We started at the top with the Severed Heads. We heard three tracks from them, some sort of pioneering industrial music, electronica, and then all the way through to... we just heard three songs. They're actually Canadian tracks. The top of the set was Jesse D and Jackie B, who hopefully, fingers crossed, will be my special guests next Monday. They're on their Western Canadian tour, and they're going to be coming in and hopefully playing some songs off their brand new album. They're formerly from Edmonton, and they've relocated to Wells. Great duo there. And Joey Only Outlaw Band was in the middle there. Another gig coming up for him and the band, the 15th of June. Joey Only Outlaw Band are playing at the Woodwards SRO 10th floor ballroom. That should be a really interesting gig. And it looks like on their MySpace that they're doing a massive tour across the country all the way through to November, ending up in New Brunswick. So Joey Only, a local folk punk and an activist, very socially conscious music, and great to see him live. And the band at the end there, The Action, I just pulled this off the wall here. I had no idea these guys existed. So I think they're from Ottawa. So they're a first generation punk band from Ottawa. And this is a best of that's come in, complete punk recordings 1977 to 78, and that is unreal. I'm going to have to check this out and look more into it, The Action. And so then to close the show, I guess I'm going to play some Saints, compare and contrast. So The Action, 1977 punk. You heard the track TV's On the Blink, The Action, Canadian punk first generation. So we're going to end with The Saints from Brisbane, Australian first generation punk rock. And I'm going to leave you with the track called One Way Street from the classic I'm Stranded album. So thank you very much for listening, and you'll be hearing Alternative Radio shortly, and then Chris Horrific with Parts Unknown. So thanks so much for listening. This is Australian music for you. One more track.
We also used to accommodate many of those with mental illness in halfway houses, special places to stay where they had supervised activities. But in the world's richest country, we decided...
impunity, so there can be a lot of strutting around and manly poses on television and so on, but without any concern...
The studies demonstrating that the United States...
And for that, international terrorism...
And part of the reason is our...
That's Noam Chomsky, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamyan.
Conditions in early childhood that don't lead to...
features Noam Chomsky on...
emotionally stable adults. The
Washington
policies create very stressful societies as well.
The discourse and the media echo the official line. When the United States or any
That's
of its
Stephen
clients
Bezruchka.
Engage in terrorism, it is by definition not terrorism. However, terrorism carried out by individuals and small groups is terrorism. Perhaps we should go